Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Crystal Apothecary by Gemma Pethebridge presents a practical, modern guide to using crystals as part of a holistic self-care routine. Framed like a home apothecary, the book organizes crystal remedies that aim to support physical comfort, emotional balance, and spiritual connection through approachable rituals and everyday applications. Readers are introduced to the idea that crystals can be used with intention, mindfulness, and consistent practice rather than as mysterious objects requiring specialized knowledge. Across its collection of remedies, the book emphasizes selecting stones for specific needs, pairing them with simple actions such as meditation, placement in the home, carrying a stone, or creating calming sleep and stress support routines. Pethebridge also encourages readers to develop personal sensitivity to how different crystals feel and to treat crystal work as complementary to, not a replacement for, professional care. The overall tone is inviting and hands-on, making it easy to experiment safely and build a personalized crystal toolkit. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building a personal crystal apothecary and intention-based practice. A core idea in the book is treating crystals like a curated apothecary. A small, purposeful collection you can reach for when life presents specific challenges. Instead of collecting stones at random, the approach emphasizes clarity of intention, basic knowledge of each crystal, and a repeatable way to work with them. This includes learning how to choose stones that match common goals such as calming the nervous system, improving focus, supporting confidence, or creating a more peaceful home environment. The apothecary concept also encourages routines, setting an intention, selecting a crystal, and pairing it with a simple practice that reinforces the desired outcome. That might mean carrying a stone during stressful workdays, placing it near a bed for sleep-oriented rituals, or using it during a reflective pause before a difficult conversation. The result is a framework that makes crystal work less vague and more actionable. By returning to consistent methods, readers can track what feels supportive, refine their collection over time, and build a relationship with their tools that is grounded in mindfulness rather than hype. Secondly, crystal remedies for emotional regulation and stress support. The remedies in the book frequently focus on emotional well-being because that is where many readers feel immediate, practical benefits from a ritual-based practice. Emotional regulation here is less about instantly removing difficult feelings and more about creating support, a sense of steadiness, self-compassion, and perspective. The book's remedy style invites readers to identify an emotional need, such as anxiety, irritability, grief, low motivation, or social overwhelm, and then choose a crystal commonly associated with that theme. The crystal becomes a cue for a calming habit, a breathing practice, a grounding technique, journaling, or a short meditation. This pairing matters because it turns the stone into a consistent reminder to slow down and respond with intention. Many readers also use emotional remedies as boundary tools, such as keeping a stone in a pocket during draining situations or setting one on a desk to signal a return to focus. The overall value is in creating repeatable micro-rituals that can be used during real-life moments, helping readers move from reactive coping to deliberate self-care. Thirdly, supporting the body with complementary crystal-based routines. While crystals are not presented as medical treatment, the book includes remedies aimed at physical comfort and everyday well-being. These routines can be understood as complementary practices that encourage rest, hydration, relaxation, and better self-awareness. Readers are guided to connect a physical goal, such as easing tension, improving sleep quality, supporting energy, or aiding recovery after demanding days, with a crystal traditionally linked to soothing or revitalizing qualities. The remedy format encourages practical placement and habit cues, keeping stones near the bed to anchor a wind-down routine, holding a stone during gentle stretching, or using a crystal as part of a moment of stillness when the body signals fatigue. This approach can be especially helpful for people who struggle to maintain healthy routines, because a visible object can prompt consistency. The book also reinforces a balanced mindset: listen to your body, seek professional care when needed, and treat crystal work as an added layer of support rather than a substitute. That framing helps readers engage in a safe, grounded way while still benefiting from ritual and attention. Fourthly, spiritual exploration, intuition, and energetic hygiene. The Crystal Apothecary also speaks to readers who want spiritual connection without complicated doctrine. Spiritual healing is approached through intention, presence, and symbolic alignment, using crystals as tools to deepen meditation, strengthen intuition, and create a sense of energetic clarity. The remedies encourage practices such as setting intentions before sleep, creating a quiet space for reflection, and using stones as anchors for reflection, and using stones as anchors for visualization. For many, the most useful aspect is energetic hygiene, meaning habits that help you feel less weighed down by the emotional atmosphere of places, people, and constant input. Crystals become reminders to pause, cleanse your mental space, and reset. The book's apothecary framing supports experimentation, try a remedy, observe your experience, and adjust based on what helps you feel calmer, clearer, or more connected. This keeps the practice personal rather than prescriptive. Readers who are curious about spirituality but wary of extremes can appreciate a gentler approach that focuses on grounding and meaning-making. Ultimately, the spiritual topics are about cultivating inner quiet and self-trust through simple, repeatable rituals. Lastly, integrating crystals into home, work, and daily life rituals. A practical strength of the book is its focus on integration, how to use crystals in ways that fit normal routines rather than requiring elaborate setups. Many people love crystals but do not know how to move beyond occasional use. The remedies show how to place stones in living spaces, carry them during commutes, or use them as part of morning and evening rhythms. For example, a crystal on a desk can mark a focus zone and encourage mindful breaks, while a stone by the front door can support a transition ritual between outside stress and home calm. Integration also includes pairing crystals with other supportive habits such as journaling, breathwork, and gentle movement, so the crystal acts as a consistent prompt. This makes the practice easier to maintain, especially for busy readers who want quick resets throughout the day. The idea is not to depend on an object, but to create an environment that supports healthier choices and calmer responses. By turning crystals into visible cues for intention, readers can build small rituals that accumulate into noticeable shifts in mood, focus, and self-awareness. In conclusion, this book is best suited for beginners who want an accessible entry into crystal healing, as well as experienced crystal users looking for fresh, structured ways to apply what they already own. It will also appeal to readers who enjoy holistic wellness, ritual-based self-care, and gentle spirituality that emphasizes intention and mindfulness over rigid rules. The main benefit is practical consistency by offering a remedy-style format. The book helps readers translate interest into repeatable actions that support calmer emotions, better rest habits, and more grounded daily routines. Even when results are subtle, the process can improve self-awareness by encouraging readers to pause, name what they need, and respond deliberately. Compared to many crystal books that focus heavily on encyclopedic meanings or esoteric theory, The Crystal Apothecary stands out for its everyday usability. The apothecary framing makes it easier to choose a crystal for a specific moment and pair it with a simple practice you can actually do. If you want a guided, low-pressure way to build a personal crystal toolkit and integrate it into real life, this book offers a clear reason to buy. If you would like to support Gemma Petherbridge, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.